Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to flip a call and response riff with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still properly DNB. The big idea here is simple. Instead of writing one loop that just repeats, we're going to make the riff and the breakbeat talk to each other. One phrase asks a question, the next phrase answers it, and the drums help reshape that conversation. That's where the energy comes from. In drum and bass, contrast is everything. If everything hits at once, nothing feels special. But when you leave space, slice the break, and let the atmosphere breathe in the gaps, the whole idea starts sounding alive. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a clean Ableton Live 12 set and get the tempo into the standard DNB zone, around 172 to 174 BPM. Make yourself an 8-bar loop, so you can hear the idea cycle without getting lost. For this first pass, keep it simple. You want a short synth riff or sampled stab, a drum break, a sub or respace, and one atmosphere layer. That's enough to build the whole lesson around. Now let's write the riff. Create a MIDI track and load up a stock instrument like Waveedable, Analog, or Operator. If you want a darker modern tone, Waveedable is a great choice. If you want something a bit warmer and more classic, Analog works nicely. Operator is perfect if you want a cleaner digital pluck or stab. Keep the sound short and easy to read. You do not need a giant chord progression here. In DNB, a tiny motif can go a long way. Aim for just 2, 3, or maybe 4 notes. Think in phrases, not just bars. The first phrase is the call, the second phrase is the response. A good beginner move is to put a short idea in the first half of the bar, then answer it in the second half with a slightly different ending note or a lower pitch. You can even use the same rhythm and just change the last note. That one small change can make the whole riff feel intentional. A useful sound design starting point is a fast attack, a short release, and a filter that keeps the tone focused. Don't overthink it. If the riff is too busy, simplify it. If it feels awkward in the loop, move one note earlier or later until it locks with the beat. That's an important lesson right there. Sometimes the magic is not in more notes, it's in better placement. Next, bring in the breakbeat. Drag a classic break or any Amen style loop onto an audio track. Loop one or two bars of it so it sits against your riff. Turn warp on, set the warp mode to beats, and tighten the clip to the grid. Trim any extra silence so the loop feels clean. If the break is too busy, don't try to use every hit right away. Beginners often make the mistake of loading too much detail before the idea is even working. Start with a section of the break that gives you a solid kick, snare, and a few ghost hits. The groove matters more than the amount of information. Now comes the surgery part. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient-based slicing so Ableton turns the break into a drum rack. This is the moment where the break becomes playable. You're no longer stuck with a fixed loop. You can tap the slices like an instrument and rebuild the rhythm. Open the drum rack and listen to the slices. Find the kick, snare, hats, and any ghost notes. For a beginner-friendly version, keep your slice kit small. 5 to 8 useful slices is often better than a giant rack, because fewer slices means more control. You don't need to use every hit. In fact, one surprising edit will often do more than constant chopping. Build a simple new pattern. Put a strong snare on 2 and 4 if that fits the break, then add a few ghost hits before or after the snare. Try this kind of shape. The first bar plays a fairly straight groove, the second bar removes one kick and adds a ghost hit, then the third bar repeats with a small variation, and the fourth bar pushes into a little fill. You're aiming for the break to answer the riff, not just sit underneath it. That's the core idea of this lesson. Let the riff lead, then let the break answer. If the riff says something in bar 1, the break can react in bar 2 with a chopped fill or a pickup. Then the riff can come back in bar 3 with a tiny change, maybe just the last note altered, and the break can answer again in bar 4. That back and forth creates momentum fast. A really useful trick here is to treat the last note of the response as your tension lever. If the riff feels flat, don't rewrite the whole thing. Just change the last note, or even remove it and let the rest be silence. In DNB, silence can hit harder than another stab. Sometimes the response is not a note, it's a pause. Now let's add atmosphere, because this lesson lives in that atmosphere's mindset too. Atmosphere should support the groove, not smear over it. Add a new audio track with something simple, a pad, a field recording, a vinyl noise texture, a reverse tail, or a distant synth wash. If you want to stay inside Ableton stock devices, use reverb, echo, filter delay, and auto filter to create movement. Keep the ambience tucked behind the drums. High pass it harder than you think if it starts masking the kick and snare. That's one of the most common beginner mistakes. Atmosphere is there to suggest depth, not compete for attention. You want it to live in the gaps between the call and the response. If the riff asks a question, let the atmosphere answer with a tail or a wash after the phrase ends. A nice beginner move is to automate the filter cutoff on the atmosphere so it opens slightly every two bars. That gives the section a sense of lift without making it bright or wash it out. You can also use a touch of reverb or echo on just the last note of the response. That little tail can make the whole loop feel deeper and more cinematic. Now bring in the bass. Keep this part simple. You want a solid sub foundation first, and if you need more character, add a mid layer. Operator is great for a clean sub, and Wavetable or Analog can handle a light res or mid bass. The main rule is that the sub should stay mono and leave space for the drums. Don't overplay under the busiest fills. Let the bass support the groove instead of wrestling it. If the bass feels like it's fighting the break, simplify the bass before you start making the drums louder. That's a really important DNB mindset. The low end has to cooperate. The groove is stronger when the drums, bass, and riff are all leaving each other room. After that, route the drums to a bus and shape them lightly. Use drum bus for a little weight, EQ8 for cleanup, and maybe glue compressor for some gentle cohesion. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to crush the life out of the break. You just want it to feel like one part of the track. If the break is harsh, tame a little around the upper mids. If the low end is messy, clean up the non-essential layers instead of hacking at the kick and snare. Now turn the loop into a small arrangement. This is where the section starts feeling like a real DNB idea instead of just a loop. A great structure is to begin with a stripped intro, then bring in the full riff, then intensify the chopped break, and finally create a mini switch-up. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be atmosphere plus a filtered hint of the riff. Bars 3 and 4 can bring in the full break and riff. Bars 5 and 6 can add more surgical drum edits. Bars 7 and 8 can give you a fill or a pre-drop style turnaround. This is the kind of structure that works well in drum and bass because it's easy to hear in 8-bar blocks, and it gives DJs and listeners a clear sense of movement. If you want the loop to feel even more reactive, try some advanced variations. Duplicate your 2-bar riff and swap the ending note of the second bar with the first. Or drop the first hit of the call every 4 or 8 bars so the response lands harder. You can also create a ghost fill version of the break, where you use only hats and ghost notes for 1 bar before the main fill. That makes the transition feel faster and more urgent. Another great variation is rhythmic inversion. If the riff normally lands on strong beats, move the answer to an offbeat or the last 8th note of the bar. That slight shift can create a wrong but right feeling that works really well in darker DNB. For heavier vibe, try layering a darker res under only the response phrase. That gives the answer more weight without cluttering the whole loop. You can also make one layer of the riff dry and upfront, and another layer more washed and filtered, then bring the wet layer in only on the response. That gives you call and response at the sound design level too. Before you finish, do one very important test. Mute the bass. If the riff and break still feel exciting without the bass line, then your core idea is strong. If they don't, simplify again until the conversation between the riff and break is clear. That's the real goal here. You want the listener to feel that the drums are reacting to the riff, not just looping beside it. So let's recap the method. Start with a simple call and response riff. Slice a breakbeat into playable hits. Use the break to answer, interrupt, or flip the riff. Keep the atmosphere tucked into the gaps. Protect the low end, and make only a few strong edits, because in DNB, one smart change can hit harder than 100 busy ones. If you want to practice this properly, build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM, use only a handful of break slices, and make bar 2 and bar 4 slightly different by removing one hit and adding one ghost hit. Then ask yourself, does the drum edit answer the riff, or is it just repeating? If it feels like a conversation, you're on the right track. That's the vibe. Tight drums, a memorable riff, a little surgical chaos, and atmosphere gluing the whole thing together. Now go make the break talk back.